State biologists say a study shows pollution from an abandoned Canadian mine upstream of southeast Alaska does not harm fish. But a critic of the Tulsico Chief Mine says their research doesn't tell the whole story. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Tulsico Chief, about 40 miles northeast of Juneau, has been closed for more than half a century. Two companies tried to reopen the copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver mine in the past decade, but both failed. The most recent earlier this year. So polluted water has continued to leach into the Tulsico River, which flows into the Taku River, which enters the ocean near the capital city. That's raised concerns among Taku fishermen that salmon runs are being damaged or that the fish might be unsafe to eat. A Department of Fish and Game study, released in late October, says that's not the case. Jackie Timothy is Southeast Regional Supervisor of the Department's Habitat Division.
What we found was that the metals concentrations in the fish that we captured at the mine were real similar to the fish upstream and downstream of the mine.
The study, which Timothy co-authored, updates similar research released by the department in 2012. The difference is additional sampling of the test fish, Dolly Varden Char. Critics of transboundary mines, including the Tulsico Chief, say the study could leave a false impression. They say that's because it doesn't answer all the questions.
This is just one very small, very discreet little piece of data.
Guy Archibald runs the Inside Passage Waterkeeper Program for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He and other critics point to earlier research estimating 15 tons of dissolved metals flow out of the mine each year. Archibald, who helped write the study's funding proposal, says it should also have looked for dead fish.
When you collect fish, you're collecting only the survivors. You have no idea of what that effluent is killing.
I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.